Tollgate Canyon, Forest Meadows, and Pine Meadow Ranches are located off of I-80 at exit 150, about 7 miles east of Kimball Junction and 5 miles west of Wanship. Residents there have a typical 20-minute commute to Park City. That commute has just been lengthened by about 100% on a good day, and on bad days, residents feel trapped in their mountain community that has only one exit or egress. The UDOT renovation of Interstate 80 is a 2-year project, and the undertaking is huge. It's a resurfacing of the stretch between Highway 40 and Wanship, not with asphalt, but concrete, which, says Adan Carrillo of UDOT, was the best option for durability on that topographically challenging, windy, and heavily traveled section of the interstate. He says this was the best alternative, even though it involves closing one of the on-ramps for the several hundred residents of the Tollgate Canyon community.
We looked at several alternatives in which we could phase the project. Our traffic engineers looked at all the access points, all the pullout areas. It is an inconvenience not only for them, but also for a lot of people that are using that area going either into Idaho, Wyoming area, just because there's really not a whole lot of alternatives through that section of road. One of the alternatives that we ended up picking for this particular project involved closing one of their axes.
Honey Parker does business in Park City and lives in Tollgate Canyon. She says it's a public health and safety issue, as those residents feel their ability to exit the canyon is obstructed.
And we've got pregnant women living up here. We've got women who've just had babies. There's hundreds of residents up here. Plus, we've got church camps up here, so every weekend those fill up. And, you know, the seasonal cabins, this is the season, by the way. So now there's just a crazy amount of people up here, particularly on the weekends. But, you know, we've got residents here. We've got a high school teacher from Salt Lake. We've got nurses that work in Salt Lake.
She says it's not that you can't get out. It's just a matter of when. And depending upon the phase of the construction project, residents either have to travel from Tollgate first east to Wanship before going back westbound to Park City or Salt Lake. It's not just inconvenient and time-consuming, says Parker, who figures she'll spend several thousand dollars more on gas during the project's duration. She also says it's downright unsafe. They're also worried about fire season, again with only one exit, partially blocked from the canyon. She says what they want is for UDOT to assure emergency access with an exit point going through Promontory or via some dirt road connection to the backside of Silver Creek.
Pretty much what we're hearing is, you know, gosh, we're so sorry, but this is what it's going to be. And to me, if you're saying you're sorry, but you're not all that sorry because you're not going to change anything.
Right.
If you said, I'm sorry, and we worked it out with Promontory and you can go through there. Or, and we worked it out with Silver Creek, and here's a way to get over to there.
But UDOT's Carrillo says that's not possible because those are private and county roads, which they have no control over. He says they'll try to get emergency vehicles in as fast as possible if needed, but it's going to be difficult.
We do have a pretty complex construction project, so it will be extremely difficult for an ambulance or anybody else to respond within the average normal period of time, because those conditions are right now are not average or normal. It will be a little bit of an inconvenience in responding to some of these. But again, we've been informing the emergency services. They are professionals. They are prepared. They will do their best to respond as quickly as possible.
When asked about pregnant women in the Tollgate area who might go into labor at home, then try to get to the hospital, Carrillo says they'll have to plan ahead.
I mean, it's going to require some planning for sure. Some anticipation of that moment. You know, we're hoping that that they are prepared for that day, for that time. It won't be as easy.
That's Adan Carrillo of the Utah Department of Transportation. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.